The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Many brachas, various brachas. Kol HaLashon my olam. Shalom Avracha. We're saying other brachas that come up in the course of the year, not every day. The brach of Shechiyonu. There's two forms of Shechiyonu. One is on the Yom Tovim that come from time to time. And everybody says the word Shechiyonu, but we don't always pay attention to the meaning of the word. The meaning of the word means that we're thanking Hashem that He kept us alive and brought us to His special time. In other words, we don't take things for granted. We've been through a few months already since the last Yontif. A new Yontif is coming, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, Pesach, Shavuos, whatever they may be. It's a happy time. Every Yontif has a special flavor and simcha and opportunity for growth. And we realize it's not just something that's happening. It's Hashem kept us alive to make it to this time. One could always think that how many people that were in the world previous Yontif are not there now. It's not something to be taken for granted. Especially nowadays that we see that all different ages, unfortunately, not everybody that was around half a year ago is still around today. But even without this, it's always like that. One of us learned the car accidents, the different models. Yeah. So something to be thankful for. Another thing we make a Shechiyonu on is when an individual buys something or gets a gift of something of value. Not every time somebody buys something in the store is to make a Shechiyonu, because the brachas, these type of brachas of thanking Hashem, we should really thank Hashem in every breath, but they didn't make a takona on that. Because the idea of the bracha is when something special happens, we should pay more attention to it and capture it in the bracha. There's a person going on a tiyul, you see something very exciting, he right takes a picture of it, because he wants that to remain with him. Even though the picture is nothing, it's just a memory of what happened. But by us, Hashem is giving us something special. It's something that we also want to encapsulate in the bracha, transform it into a way of recognizing that Hashem is sustaining me and giving everything I have. So the Shechiyonu is something of more value. Be a suit or a more expensive dress for a woman, not just a very cheap one, but something that's more expensive, like a Shabbos type of outfit, or even a more expensive weekday outfit. But it's not just a shirt and a skirt and a pants and that type of thing. Also, items that we buy also, not only clothing. Somebody gets a new table and chairs and couch. Now, here's the difference, though. The bracha Shechiyonu, acquisitions and things that we buy, was made on things that I buy for myself, and I'm the only one that's going to use it. So by clothing, that's a classic situation that I'm the only one that wears the clothing. But by household items, very often it's something that you use by the entire house. A new chair, table, set of chairs, table, or couch, or expensive appliance, a refrigerator, or car, whatever it may be, something that is, once again, of chosh of a value. And not only one person is being nennet from it, there are multiple people that are being nennet. Then we don't just say Shechiyonu that I'm alive, we say Atoiv HaMeitiv. That Hashem is good and He's always being meitiv. The connotation of Atoiv HaMeitiv is He's meitiv to multiple people. That's why we say it. It's a person who's married, and has a family, and he buys something for the household, he would make that Toiv HaMeitiv. A person moves into a new house and makes that Toiv HaMeitiv. Unless he's the only one that's living there, then he would make a Shechi Yono. Even if a person gets a Yerusha, he makes a Shechi Yono Toiv HaMeitiv. It's an amazing thing. Chmona L'Son, person is Nifta. Something a tragic happens, so the bracha we say is Bo Dayna Emes. It's not a happy situation. So we understand that Hashem is Dayna Emes. He knows, he judges life, and when the time comes for something to go, he's doing it up to the Emes. What's the right thing to be done? So we accept that. But even with that, when we have times of sorrow, if there's something good, we remind ourselves of that. This is one of the beautiful things of Yiddishkeit, that we don't limit ourselves to one type of emotion. We express all emotions, and sometimes they seem to be opposite, but like we're saying always, what the bracha does to us makes us aware of the reality of life. And if the reality of life of two opposite things are happening, then Nachanami, we relate to both of them. For example, person Rachman Lislan, someone was nifter in the middle of Yontif. So in the course of Yontif, he's in Ovim. He's still mechuyev in mitzvahs in Ches Yontif. So he doesn't do the avelus b'fahesya, but b'tzina, in a way that it's not recognizable. He is noig avelus. So what's going on over here? Is this guy supposed to be happy, supposed to be sad? How could he be noig avelus b'tzina? And he's eating a suda with basa and yain for simcha for Yontif. But Nachanam is not a contradiction. This is the beauty of us, that we have
Kol Halashon.
The ability to live in the reality. And if a person in this situation, for example, there's something that's causing him sorrow, and he looks away from it, he's not being emes. He's denying it. Someone close to him was nipped, it's painful. And then a chanami, there is an hogav avelus. Whereas, if it happens to be on Yontif, it is a time of simcha. The avelus does not obliterate the simcha. There's something good and there's something unpleasant happening at the same time. And a chanami, Hashem gave us a koyach and nefesh to deal with both of them. This is really a message for life in general. Because life is always full. Every day of a life, we have certain things that are pleasant. We have certain things that are not pleasant. The focus on what's not pleasant is a tragedy. Because we're looking away at so many wonderful things we have in life. And it just causes us to have bad feelings and down feelings and anxiety and all those terrible things. To say everything is wonderful when things are not so good is also wrong. But we have to be able to do both. The starting point is that everything is amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me life. Even if we don't make a Shechi Yonah every morning. We say other brachas that are similar to that concept. When we thank Hashem Elokei Neshom Nasatavi, we say Asher Yotzo Zodim B'Chochmo. We are saying, I'm thankful to Hashem that I'm alive and my body is working. I recognize that, and I recognize everything. All the wonderful things I have. I have what to eat. I have health. I have whatever health, family. Together with that, if there is something painful or uncomfortable, to just say it doesn't exist is not true either. Because Hashem wants us to relate to everything. Everything that comes our way, He wants us to be emistic. And if there's a certain level of midas adin to us, to the entire world, we have to relate to it. Not to fall into despair, yush, anxiety, and all these other feelings. We should feel comfortable that we're in Hashem's hands, and together with that, these uncomfortable things are there for us to recognize that Hashem put them there for us to be mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take them away, for us to look into our ma'isim, see how we can be chayzer b'tshuva, strengthen ourselves. That's the way it used to be in the olden days when there wasn't rain or there was some plagues, all kind of things. Did everyone get together? And at a certain level, they would make a fast day. And they would be led by the leaders to look into the ma'isim to see if they're doing everything with honesty and with Yishiyah Shemayim. So that's these are the two brachas of Shechiyonu and HaToiv HaMeitiv. And what we were bringing out, aside from the fact that how important it is for a person to recognize all the wonderful thing that Hashem is giving to him, and when something special comes his way, not just to take it, but to thank Hashem that he sustained me to be able to be netted from this. If it be a yontif, if it be a garment, be an item that I bought. And there's a third thing also, fruit, or lavdavka, fruit that could be something that has a dinner boy priadolim. As long as something that's from the new season and something special, then you make a shechayano. The reason we don't make shechayano on potatoes is because they look the same all year round. So it's not recognizable that it's new. But if it's a new melon that came, and a new squash, the Gemara talks about that. One says a shechayano on that also. So anything that's special, that doesn't, it's not there always. It comes at special times, I realize. That a new time has started, a new season has started, or a new yontif has started, or there's a zeichah to get something and a new acquisition. I'm thanking Hashem, not just for the acquisition. If you think of it, it's amazing, because that's somebody buys a new house. It's a big, exciting thing. You think you make a bracha, I'm thanking Hashem for the house. But we say, the basic bracha is that I thank Hashem that I'm alive to be able to have the house. That's the most important thing. You see, somebody extremely wealthy went to the Rosh Yeshiva, the Chaim Lefrocha, nothing for Steve Finkel, and told him, no matter what happens, I won't lose my money so quickly. It's just so much there. The whole world could fall apart, and I'll still have. So the Rosh Yeshiva, with his wisdom, said, you could lose everything you have in one day. Hashem could take you away from what you have. Your life can end. In other words, the fact that we're able to have what we have in this world is because Hashem is giving us life. And if we don't have life, we don't have anything. So the first thing to think about is thank Hashem for life. Come upon, together with that, thank Hashem for the special thing I'm getting. Hashem is giving a special, wonderful thing for me and my family. We should be zeicher, like we said, to appreciate life itself, appreciate what we have, and be happy with that, and be content with that. And even though, like we mentioned in the course of this shiur, that there are things that come across our lives that are painful and that are hard, and even things that we make a bracha b'orah dinemis, does not wipe out the hatova, the hatova metus, that is there also. Both parts are always there. The starting point is to focus on how much we have, and together with that, it should give us the strength to recognize that the challenging things we have in life are brought to us not from anybody, just from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He set them up into our lives so that we should handle them in proper fashion, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be mispal to Hashem, be mechazik ourselves, and we'll just gain and grow from it. We should only have situations to make on them shechiyonu v'atoy v'meitif.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.